Geo, your sports station.
Ball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bobby of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wearsgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. It's your McDonald Central Max in a rematch against the Eau Claire Regis Ramblers boys basketball here tonight on WOGO Radio and the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream on our WOGO Radio Facebook page and WOGO Sports on YouTube. Hopefully you'll give us a subscribe there and you can watch and listen to all of our Chi High McDonald broadcasts and never miss a one. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right soon will be Mark Maloney, Carter J. back at the WOGO studios in Halley is our producer, and our on-site photographer and camera operator is Gavin Bovey. McDonald with a rematch here tonight against Eau Claire Regis, a game between two teams that are vying still for a conference championship. Regis is 7-5 on the season, 2-3 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. They've lost some tough games on the road to Stanley Boyd and Fall Creek and Bloomer, but still in the fight at third right now in the conference. McDonald is 10-5 on the season. They are 3-2 tied with Fall Creek for second in the Western Cloverbelt Conference right now. First time these two teams tangled was down at Regis, and it went the way of the Ramblers as they won that game 59-39 back on the 10th of December. McDonald hoping for a better result here tonight and maybe some fireworks like we just saw in the JV game as Isaac Crawford splashed a three from the left wing at the buzzer to win it for the Mags. We've had the C-team game, the junior varsity game. Now the varsity title card matchup is coming up. We'll be back in 2 minutes. This is McDonald Boys Basketball on WOGO Sports and the all-new WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Back in two.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, soon to be joined by Mark Maloney here on WOGO Sports for our live coverage of your Chippewa Falls McDonald Max against the Eau Claire Regis Ramblers. Again, a rematch of a game early on in the season, and McDonald certainly hoping for a better result than a 20-point loss at Regis, who's under the direction of former Ramblers player Connor Miller. Of course, Connor Miller had some great battles with McDonald back in the day and went on to play Division I basketball at Samford. McDonald on the other side at the helm is their head coach Adam Schilling. We'll hear from him shortly here on Max Pregame on WOGO Sports. Let's hear from Coach Connor Miller as we begin here on WOGO with McDonald and Regis on WOGO Sports and the all-new WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball here on WOGO Radio and the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream. It's McDonald and Regis in a rematch. Regis got the better of McDonald 59-39 earlier on in the season here with head coach Connor Miller of Regis. And, Coach, in that first game against McDonald, you guys really handled the tempo. You were able to, again, kind of enforce your will in your home court, and defense seems to be a calling card of your teams.
Yeah, I think our players are suited in a fast-paced environment. I think when we can get out and run, get stops, we're a smaller team, so obviously sitting in a half-court defense and trying to get rebounds on 5-on-5 does not suit us as well. If we can control the tempo and get our pace of play up there, we seem to get our guards play a lot better.
Coach, in that last game, I believe they out-rebounded you by 12, but you shot almost 50% from the field. In fact, I think just over 50%.
Yep, yeah, that's a big thing is if we can get out in transition and get some open shots, get our guys with their feet set before we get set up in that half-court man-to-man. We do seem to shoot the ball better on throughout the year percentage-wise when we're in the flow of running versus five-on-five half-court.
Always some ups and downs throughout a season. This is a tough conference to play in. Second go-round going through everybody. What do you like about your team at this point? Where do you say we really need to improve here?
Yeah, it's tough. I think we haven't played well on the road in conference here. We lost one at Fall Creek, Bloomer, and Stanley, all three big conference games, and we have not shown up to play on the road. At home, we've taken care of business. Tonight will be a great challenge for us to try to go get that first road win in a critical game in conference.
Well, Coach, I know you played in a lot of these McDonald Regis games. Always a little extra juice for this rivalry. We're hoping for the same tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a great environment. It's always a great environment. There's always a little chippiness. I think this JV game here will finish up, and it's going to be a good battle, and it's going to carry right over to the varsity game. We should have a good crowd, good environment, and hopefully the boys should be ready to play.
Thank you, Coach. We appreciate your time. That's head coach Connor Miller of Eau Claire Regis back with Coach Schilling of the Max after this. This is McDonald Basketball on the WOGO Sports Radio app and the WOGO Sports Live video stream.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Here they come, and a one-timer on net, and it goes in! It is Jackson LeMay!
And Wick's three-point attempt, got it! She drills it.
Galvez down the lane, pocket bounce pass, Mason. McDonald retakes the lead!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to Max Basketball Western Clover Belt Conference action here on WOGO Radio and the all-new WOGO Sports YouTube channel, live streaming there, here with head coach Adam Schilling of McDonnell as they face Regis in a rematch. Coach Schilling obviously had that game last week against Bloomer on Saturday, and now a little bit of a layoff, not playing till Friday night. Some canceled school days in there as well, so you don't get to practice the whole week. But are you guys feeling like you're raring to go at this point?
Yeah, I think it's nice to have a little bit of a break. We had six games in about 11 days, so we had some time to get back to practice and just kind of catch our wind a little bit. So, yeah, we had a good week of practice, and now we know we got a really big game tonight.
I'm sure it'll be nice to be back on the home floor. I believe it's 1-for-25 from three against Bloomer. Just some rare kind of shooting woes, and maybe that's three games on the road in 5 days.
Yeah, I thought we got pretty good looks. A lot of them just didn't fall, but we got to get to the offensive glass if we're shooting a percentage like that and try to get more second chances. So got to shoot them when they're open, but then we got to go to the offensive glass also.
Coach, the first time you played Regis, I think you mentioned afterward maybe one of the games where you guys just weren't really competitive, didn't really feel like you were really in that game. And I know some turnover struggles and left some points at the line.
Yeah, we did not play well. They played really good defense on us. We had a hard time getting the basket or the ball in the basket that night, and I think it affected our defense at some point. So we know we got to play defense as long as the game's going, no matter how our offense is going, and hopefully we can do that tonight.
And finally, Coach, what do you see in Regis that is most difficult to contend with? What do they do well?
Well, they're very good defensively. I think they get a lot of ball pressure, which kind of gave us some problems. Got a lot of guys that can shoot the ball. They're just a lot of basketball players. They got a lot of guys that play a lot of basketball, and we're not going to rattle them. We know that.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you after the game. Hopefully we're talking about a conference win.
Great. Thank you for coming out.
It's head coach Adam Schilling of McDonnell here on WOGO Sports and the all-new WOGO Sports YouTube channel. It's McDonnell and Regis in a rematch here on WOGO.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Welcome back to Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you here at Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium. And it's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mark Maloney, as you join us here, McDonnell lost to Regis by 20 the first time they played. Didn't have the greatest shooting performance on Saturday, but they've had several days off. Good day for a bounce back.
I agree. And you know, I listened to the game. I caught the last 5 minutes on the radio after I got done reffing on Saturday, and that was a good game at Bloomer against a good Bloomer team there. And, and then I heard all about the poor percentage shooting the other night. So hopefully they got that out of their system. So that's going to be a key tonight, is to make sure our shots are going down tonight. And, again, you know, losing by 20 down there, but now we got them on our home court, so let's see what we can do tonight.
It's McDonnell and Regis coming up. That's your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio and the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe there so you never miss Chi-High or McDonnell action. We are back in 3 minutes with your opening tip on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgala for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgala did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls, visit chippewa-auto.com.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
It's game time here on WOGO Sports and the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. McDonnell and Regis. McDonnell being introduced second, so the starters for Regis look like this. Harrison Haas, the senior six-footer number zero. DJ Cooper, the freshman 5'11", sharpshooter number one, averaging 8.3 points per game. Owen Weisenberger, another sharpshooter, 13.4 points per game, second on the team for number three. He's a six-foot senior. Joey Brommers, a six-foot-three sophomore, number 27.8 points per game. Blake Ristler, their leading scorer, the six-foot-three junior, number 21, averaging 20 points per game for head coach Connor Miller and the Regis Ramblers. On the other side, for head coach Adam Schilling and your McDonnell Max here on WOGO Sports. Their starting lineup looks like this, and it's been more solidified after going back and forth early on in this season. The Max will start 5'11 senior Cooper Mittermeier, number three, second on the team at 10.1 points per game. 6'4 senior guard Jordan Sikora, 7.6 points per game for Jordan, also a defensive stopper. Carson Galvez, the 6'4 junior forward, number 33, averaging 8.5 points per game. The leading scorer for McDonald, 5'10 junior guard Cale Holm, number 34, 11.7 points per game. And the big man in the middle, Mason Bussey, the 6'5 junior center, number 44, averaging 3.9 points per game. And McDonald coached by head coach Adam Schilling, who's done some marvelous things here for this team. And Mark Maloney, we've got a loud building here, just kind of like we had a week ago Friday night when the McDonald and Regis girls tangled.
It's a good crowd here, so good student section from Regis and McDonald, and a good parent section from both groups too. So it should be a fun basketball game.
Thank you to Gavin Bovier, photographer, camera operator here on site. Carter Jagger, back of the Wogo home base in Halley. McDonald jumps it up. Blake Ristler wins the tap. Regis in their jet black uniforms, tops and bottoms, white numerals. The forest green accents on the sides of the tanks and the shorts. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the blue and white check pattern on the sides of the tanks and shorts, royal blue numerals and gold piping. Regis feeds at the high post. Works it out right side. Around the perimeter to Weisenberger. Back up top for the Ramblers and DJ Cooper, the freshman. Feed back up top to Cooper. Puts on the floor with the left hand. Pulls it up at the foul line. Spinning. They left him wide open and hits a free throw. Foul line jumper for DJ Cooper. And it's 2-0 Claire Regis.
McDonald's playing a 2-3 zone there, and that high post man at the free throw line is wide open.
Mason Bussey has it up top for McDonald. Leaves right side for Sikora to Kale Holm. Holm right of the circle, guarded by Weisenberger. Chris Sikora puts on the floor at the left hand, back up top near midcourt. Left side feed Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier sands the shirt sleeves. Now goes bare armed. Hand off to Sikora. Puts it on the floor at the foul line. Skip out Kale Holm. Tough catch. Bats it back inbounds to Cooper Mittermeier on the left wing. 2-0 Eau Claire Regis.
He's playing man-to-man defense.
And they have suffocating defense. That's kind of been their hallmark under Coach Connor Miller. A three from the right side. Rims in and out for Cooper Mittermeier. Good look for McDonald's second leading scorer. DJ Cooper up top. Cooper backtracking near that midcourt logo. Up top, straight on for three. Cooper rims one in and out. Rebound to Jordan Sikora. McDonald will push. Kale Holm ahead of everybody for an easy layup.
Nice look by Jordan.
Kale snuck behind the defense. And it's two apiece with two-plus minutes gone by. Cooper up top just inside the foul line. Throws right side for Joey Brahmer. Guarded closely by Carson Galvez. Back up top to Cooper. This pass for Ristler. Right side, Brahmer for three. Back of the bracket, no. Rebound pulled down by Jordan Sikora. Sikora across the timeline. Flips left side. Cooper Mittermeier. Carson Galvez left wing. Garvis checked by Ristler. Cooper Mittermeier leaves for Mason Bussey high on the left. Two apiece early going. Austin Quilver Belt Conference game between two teams trying to stay in contention. Mittermeier lofts a three back rim. And it trickles out of bounds in front of the Regis bench. Couple good looks for the McDonald senior. They just haven't gone down yet.
That was a good shot. That one looked like it was going in.
Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I and Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Up top, Weisenberger leaves it left side for DJ Cooper. Rotates right side, that's Joey Brahmer. Cooper up top, all alone for three. Weisenberger, rather, and missed straight on. The rebound for McDonald. Sikora on the run, attacking down the lane, blocked on the way to the hoop, lost out of bounds, back to Regis as Bussey couldn't quite get a handle on it.
Good drive there by Jordan.
Again, when Jordan Sikora is aggressive offensively, good things tend to happen for McDonald. Up top, DJ Cooper, a 2-2 ball game. Just over 14 and a half minutes to play. Cooper high post feed Haas. Back out to Cooper. Puts on the floor at the foul line. Working to the right corner. Ristler, fall away. Jumper is good from 15 feet. 4-2 Eau Claire Regis. Not a whole lot of defense you can play against that as Ristler elevated. Touch pass to Jordan Sikora right side. Going in hard. Taking some contact. No call. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. Thought maybe there would be a block or a charge. One way or another.
But well, if it was going to be a call, that had to have been a blocking foul, but
instead, no call.
They let it go.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and always proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio and WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Inside for Regis Weisenberger up top. Regis brought a full complement to their student section. Ristler pulls up for another jumper. In and out. Offensive rebound. Missed point blank.
It's a good look for Joey Bronner, the 6'3 sophomore, wouldn't go down. Meanwhile, Jordan Secor driving hard to the hoop, takes the contact, and one.
That was a nice take by Jordan.
Jordan Secora ties the game at four, and McDonald has a chance for their first lead of the night. Well, whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, always proud to back the Max. Secora, the free throw. Rattles in, gets a nice hometown roll. It's 5-4 McDonald. 13 and a half minutes remaining. Left side Weisenberger. In the first half, you're in Chippewa Falls. Chrysler up top to DJ Cooper. High post feed back out to DJ. Head fake, pulls up for another foul line jumper. Front of the rim, no. Rebound gets away from Mason Bussey and back to Cooper. Cooper up top, leaves for Chrysler, gets it back, refeeds Owen Weisenberger left wing. Cooper up top, floats for Chrysler right side, and a quick hand check foul. Chrysler just went down, and I think he may have turned an ankle.
It's like a knee, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Carson's going to pick up that foul.
That'll be the first on McDonald. One whistle on Regis as well, and certainly hope that Chrysler is all right. A very talented player. Being tended to right now. We'll take a quick break and be back in 30 seconds here on WOGO.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Back to the action here on WOGO Sports on the radio and on YouTube. Good to see Blake Chrysler able to walk off unassisted. Regis up top with DJ Cooper. He'll launch a deep three. Front rim, no. Rebound, Carson Galvez. And Galvez picked up his first foul. He had some foul trouble on Saturday against Bloomer, hoping to avoid that here tonight. 5-4 McDonald. 12:40 and counting to go first half. Galvez, left block extended. Kick out Mason Bussey, straight on up top. Leaves for Jordan Secora, who has three of McDonald's 5 points. Right side, Cooper Mittermeier. Bussey calling for it down in the paint. He'll work around the perimeter instead. Secora, Bussey, reposting to Cale Holm. Holm up top for three, splash!
Nice to see him hitting them.
Cale Holm, he has 5 points. Again, already equaling the tally of what McDonald scored from the three-point line against Bloomer on Saturday. Eisenberger up top.
McDonald's mixing up their defense now. They're in man-to-man.
Right corner, DJ Cooper driving baseline. Tries to fight a pass along the baseline. Knocked out of bounds. Quick hands from Carson Galvez. Substitutions coming in. Eli Stepp, Grant Smiski, and Nathan Hazel. A senior, a junior, and a sophomore. Mason Bussey, Carson Galvez, Jordan Secora check out. 11:55 to go here, first half. Inbounds thrown back up to Chrysler. Again, good to see him right back out there. Chrysler, the junior, crosses over at the left elbow. Quick touch foul. And the call against Eli Stepp, the McDonald 5'11 junior guard, averages 4.3 points per game. Second whistle on Coach Schilling's team. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Pause up top. Leaves for Noah Terrace. Chrysler repositions. Has an open look at a three. That one rims in and out. Rebound batted out and a foul. And I think they'll get Harrison Haas with that one down low. .33 to play first half, 8-4. McDonald with the lead on their home floor here against Regis. Will come out in some full court man-to-man pressure. And if you missed the JV game, Isaac Crawford won it at the buzzer with a three.
Long cross-court feed, Cooper Mittermeier. McDonald has numbers. 3-on-2, Eli Step right corner. Step fights one down to Nathan Hazel. Good position down low. Goes up strong. Doesn't get the shot, but the foul. And Nathan Hazel will go to the line. Shooting two. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. First of two for the sophomore, 6'3", Nathan Hazel. It's all around the rim and down. 9-4, McDonald. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Second free throw from Hazel. That one looks better, is better. Hit them both, but no rim on the second. Hazel 2-for-2. Again, proud sponsor of Chi-Hi McDonald High School Athletics on WOGO Sports for over three decades. White City Glass. 10-4, McDonald with a full two-possession lead here at home. Weisenberger down the lane, high off the glass, counted in a foul. As he took contact, went through a double team.
It's Eli picking up his second.
That's the first basket of the game for Owen Weisenberger, 6-foot junior. Acquitted himself very well at the Midwest Players Classic down at the Lacrosse Center last week. Steph's going to check out. Carson Galvez back in. Three team fouls apiece on McDonald and Regis with 11:06 to play here in the first half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Gavin Bovey, our camera operator here on site for the YouTube live video stream. Free throw missed, and Nathan Hazel, good box out on Ristler. Grab that rebound. Carter Jagger back in the WOGO studios and Hallie, our producer. Pass fed out to Cooper Mittermeier. Drives in hard. Hangs high off the glass. No. Rebound pulled down by Regis. It's Andrew Birchback, a 6'1 senior who averages almost 6 points per game. Left side, Weisenberger. Working off a screen from Haas. Right side, Ristler. Ristler puts on the floor with the left hand. Pulls it out left side for Haas. Back for Weisenberger, guarded closely by senior Grant Smisky. Here's up top, that's Noah Terrace. There's another senior for Coach Connor Miller. Ristler pulls up, top foul line, jumper counted, and a foul.
Wow. I didn't see much.
Ristler,
no foul there.
His second bucket in the mid-range. Yeah, I'm not sure if it was an elbow tap there as DJ Cooper comes in for Weisenberger. Now Ristler a chance with an N1 here to pull the Ramblers within a single point. 10:20 to go, first half. Free throw from Ristler, looks short, is short. Rebound once again to McDonald by Nathan Hazel. So still a 2-point lead for the Max. Grant Smisky up top to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier picks up his dribble, back to Grant up top, straddling the arc left wing. Near the logo at midcourt, right side feed now. Jordan Sikora. Sikora fights one in, and dangerous pass knocked away by Regis. He was looking for Carson Galvez. DJ Cooper up top with the first points of the game for either team. Ristler against Jordan Sikora. Working around the perimeter in the Eau Claire Regis Ramblers. A nice drive inside and a missed point blank. Joey Brommer, everything but the bucket there. Carson Galvez left corner. Guarded by Ristler. Fights it out to Grant Smisky. He'll spot up for three. Oh, rattles it in. That's a nice hit for Grant Smisky, the senior. 13-8 McDonald. 18 seconds away from the halfway point of the first half. Ristler weaving, right elbow. Up top, drive down the lane, high off the glass. A nice finish for Regis and Noah Terrace.
Yep, Terrace.
13-10 McDonald. Now under that halfway point of the first half. Sikora long skip pass. Nathan Hazel fakes the three, drives baseline, and they have a whistle and a hand check. On the Ramblers, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Grant Smisky checks out. Cale Holm, Jordan Sikora, Nathan Hazel, Carson Galvez, and Cooper Mittermeier, the five on the floor right now for head coach Adam Schilling. They'll inbound from underneath the hoop. Cooper Mittermeier standing on that C. Max, bounce to Cale Holm. wanted a three. Goes up by Andrew Birchback, prevents the shot. Cooper Mittermeier right side, drop down into the post, right block extender. Carson Galvez working hard, spins his way to the hoop. Nice.
Put some nice moves on there and got his defensive man way out of position for an easy layup.
Nice work there by Carson, and that's his first basket. We have a whistle and a timeout taken by Eau Claire Regis. We'll step out and be back as well. Back in 60 seconds, this is McDonald Basketball on WOGO.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls, visit chippewa-auto.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports. We have a good one here in Chippewa Falls at Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. 15-10. McDonald with the lead over Eau Claire Regis. The Ramblers with the basketball moving right to left as we see it. Cooper to Weisenberger left wing. Out of the Regis timeout. A nice feed to Haas. Haas whistles a pass down low to Brommer, but a whistle and a foul first.
Nathan Hazel.
Team fouls now even at four apiece. With 8:19 to play here in the first half. Excuse me, five fouls now for McDonald. So only one left to give. Inbounds to Terrace up top. He's off to DJ Cooper. Cooper thought about a three. Good closeout by Cale Holm. Weisenberger. Haas right back to Weisenberger, driving baseline. Nice take, and he'll finish at the rim. Second bucket for Owen Weisenberger, 15-12. One possession ball game. Cale Holm right wing. Up top, Jordan Sikora. Jordan finds Cooper Mittermeier at the logo and gets it back high on the left. Sikora, high post feed. Cooper Mittermeier drives, takes some contact, can't get it to fall. Offensive rebound, Nathan Hazel in a crowd, stripped all the way up and a foul. Nathan Hazel amidst three Rambler defenders pulls that rebound down.
Yeah, he was doing a nice job under there fighting for that.
And Hazel back at the line. Contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919. For life, home, car insurance, and more as Hazel hits the first. And that's State Farm agent Michelle Mua. She and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now, MichelleMua.com. That's MichelleMua.com. State Farm agent Michelle Mua. 4-for-4 from the foul line. Nathan Hazel as he hits both free throws and makes it 17-12. McDonald.
Playing a nice game so far. Really under control. I'd like to see him attack that basket more.
Team fouls at five apiece. Weisenberger at the foul line, flips to DJ Cooper right wing. The freshman puts on the floor with the left hand. Outside to Terrace. Link Rissler. Rissler the junior to Cooper, passes up the three, pulls up, floater along the baseline is good. 17-14 McDonald. DJ Cooper had a bit of an offensive drought after scoring the first points of the game. He now has four. 17-14. Three on the way for McDonald. Missed offensive rebound. Put back. Carson Galvez. Carson doing a nice job attacking the glass. 5-point lead for McDonald. 19-14. Haas right side. Hand off to Rissler. Haas gives a screen. Rissler doubled. Back to Harrison Haas. Kick out. Terrace for three. That one off the glass and good. 19-17, and I think that was the first basket of the night for Harrison Haas. 2-point game. McDonald with the lead. Almost two-thirds of the way through the first half. Fast-paced first half here in Chippewa Falls. The rematch between McDonald and Regis here on WOGO Radio. Logo Sports Live video stream. Good feed down low. Mason Posse goes up and scores. Just superior position. He did all the work before getting that ball. And then a nice silky touch.
Yeah, the Regis defender was trying to grab.
Risler pulls up. Another tough jumper for Blake Risler. 21-19, back to a two-point game. Risler scored all his points from the mid-range. Cale Holm launches for three. That one too strong. And Risler with the rebound. Weisenberger, left block extended. Picks a pass out to Terrace for three in the lead. No offensive rebound. Regis. As Haas got tied up with Mason Bussey, and that'll be a foul on Bussey, the last one to give for McDonald. Well, plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off, and that's why Rosgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Rosgala Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to rosgala.com. Blake Risler hands off to DJ Cooper. Cooper, a deep three from right in front of the McDonald bench, and Regis takes the lead. Almost unlimited range for that young man. 22-21. Regis back out in front. McDonald had left by as many as six.
They missed Mason in there wide open.
Still got the ball to him, and Mason takes a foul down low on the ground.
They missed him. He was wide open underneath there. Nobody near him, and they just didn't see the big guy.
He's hard to miss.
I don't know how that's possible.
5:08 remaining in the first half, 22-21. Regis leads McDonald. Birchback will come back into the game, the 6'1" senior for Regis. McDonald, two at the blocks, two at the elbows. Mittermeier inbounds to Jordan Secor, left wing. Finds Cale Holm. Holm snaps off a three. Splash! Cale Holm for three. And McDonald retakes the lead. 24-22.
Weisenberger for two.
Weisenberger?
Yep.
Makes it 24-24. Cale Holm, that was his second three of the night. High post feed knocked away by Regis on the ground. And now Regis on the run. Risler takes underneath the hoop. Missed one point blank. Good challenge, but a foul. Or do we have a held ball?
Well, we're going to call. I don't know if they put that on Mason or if they put it on. They did put it on Mason.
So that's his second foul. Again, kind of a scramble. Good challenge by Secor on Risler on the breakout. Missed one right at the rack, but again, Regis rebounding well despite not having a ton of size. 24-24 is the score. And Blake Risler at the line. This will be a 1-1 for the junior. Free throw is good. Regis retakes the lead, 25-24. Risler has 7 points. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Risler hits a pair. 26-24 Regis. Now coming out full court man-to-man. Grant Smiski across the timeline. Drops to Cale Holm. Long skip into the left corner. Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier back out to Carson Galvez. Just over 4 minutes to play here in this first half. 26-24. Regis with a two-point lead. Biggest lead for either team was McDonald with six. Grant Smiski for three. Side of the rim, no. Rebound pulled down by Haas. Hands off to DJ Cooper. Cooper to Birchback. Haas works it around left side for Risler. Risler, a slippery player. He'll fall away. Baseline jumper's good. 4-point lead for Regis. 28-24. A steal by Regis and a drive to the hoop and another basket for Risler. Blake Risler. McDonald careless in the backcourt. Now the 6-point lead that was the largest of the night for McDonald has been equaled by the Ramblers. Under 3.5 to go here, first half. 30-24, Regis with the lead. Grant Smiski at the foul line. Pocket bounce pass. Cooper Mittermeier pumps, takes the contact, and a foul. And one for the McDonald senior, and that's a basket they sorely needed.
Yes. He did a nice job getting his guy off his feet and drew the foul.
Cooper Mittermeier, his first basket. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, always here to help. Located behind Burger King, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is your local choice for vehicle repair, bodywork, tires, and beautiful detailing. That's a beautiful free throw from Cooper Mittermeier. Makes a three-point game, 30-27. Free car wash with every oil change. That's Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Kicked ball in the lane. As Birchback was trying to feed it to Haas, and sneaker reached out there by Carson Galvez. 3 minutes exactly on the clock. 30-27. Regis with the basketball in the lead by three. Inbounds to Risler. He'll launch a three. Front of the rim. No. Rebound pulled down by Smisky. McDonald chance to tie or come within one. Cooper Mittermeier back to Smisky, straight on between the wheels. Right side feed. Cale Holm. Holm had it poked away from him by DJ Cooper. It'll stay with McDonald. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. They give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Gavin Bovee, our on-site producer for the YouTube live video stream. Carter Jager back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Donald down by three. Hans pass to Sikora. Kick out Carson Galvez for the tie. Rattles it in. Carson Galvez makes it a 30-all basketball game.
2 minutes and 10 seconds coming up.
DJ Cooper up top to Risler between the wheels, guarded by Jordan Sikora. Working off a screen, Risler in front of the McDonald bench, driving baseline, takes contact, drops it in, and a foul. That is, I believe, the third and one so far tonight for Eau Claire Regis. Now McDonald's on their share of extras as well, too. Both teams doing a nice job finishing at the basket. So Risler, another basket, and another free throw. It's back to a three-point lead for the Ramblers, 33-30. Nathan Hazel back in. Cale Holm, Grant Smisky, Cooper Mittermeier, Jordan Sikora, the five on the floor. That was the second foul on Carson Galvez. Under 2 minutes to go, first half. Three-point lead for Regis. Sikora, workout left side, Cale Holm. Holm to Grant Smisky. Smisky at the foul line. Out to Cale Holm. Deep three left side, rims in and out. To Weisenberger. That was 7-8 feet beyond the arc for Cale Holm. First back up top to Haas. 97 seconds to go, first half. Blake Risler at the foul line. Pulls up from 17, back rim, no. Rebound, Nathan Hazel. And a nice job on the glass. Pass stolen from Cooper Mittermeier. Lost at midcourt. Grant Smisky gets it back from Weisenberger. Sikora driving to the right block. They'll wave off the shot. A foul on the ground. A little chaos there at midcourt. As Cooper Mittermeier threw it away. Quick hands on a steal by Weisenberger. Then Grant Smisky took it away from him. Actually, it may have been a collaborative effort between Smisky and Mittermeier. Jordan Sikora at the foul line with a minute 19 left. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. As the free throw missed on the 1-1 and a held ball, possession staying with McDonald. And Quality Propane brings you competitive rates always, the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. You can call them at 723-9490. Stop by or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. That was the seventh foul on Regis. McDonald's committed eight. 1:17 left, McDonald basketball. Inbounds to Nathan Hazel. Swings to Jordan Sikora high on the left. To Cooper Mittermeier. Backs down three here on their home floor in the rematch against Regis. They lost by 20 in Eau Claire. Cale Holm driving hard to the basket. Missed one at the rim. A whistle and a foul underneath on McDonald. That's the team's ninth. And is that second on Nathan Hazel?
Yep.
It is. Well, it's time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or Wirzgala.com. That's 839-0707 or Wirzgala.com. Hazel checks out. Anderson in with a minute three left. Blake Ristler is not the one you wanted to put at the foul line here. One and one. Free throw is good. Two possession lead for Regis, 34-30. It's been mostly Ristler offensively for the Ramblers, and he averages 20 points a game. Second free throw is good as well. 35-30. Inbounds to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier along his own baseline finds Anderson back to Jordan Sikora. 58 seconds to go, first half. McDonald down 35-30. Sikora in front of the Regis bench, puts it on the floor with the right hand. Between the circles, drops it off right side. Cooper Mittermeier for a three, rattles in and out. Offensive rebound, Jordan Sikora. Jordan, long cross-court pass, good catch, Cale Holm. Holm drops it down to David Anderson. Anderson out to Grant Smisky straight on. 36 seconds left, first half. McDonald still down 5, 35-30. Cooper Mittermeier right side. Mittermeier beyond the arc. By DJ Cooper, finds Sikora. Sikora pounds his way down in the paint. Took contact, no call. Bounces off a couple pairs of sneakers and into Regis's hands. McDonald might get a foul call there. Ristler in the lane, drug the foot, and he'll call for it.
13 seconds left.
13.7 officially on the clock. 35-30, McDonald down 5. Chance to edge a little closer here against full court pressure from Regis. Inbounds to Grant Smisky. Slides a bounce pass to Jordan Sikora with 11 seconds to play. Romer guarding him closely in the backcourt. 7 seconds left. Sikora crosses the timeline with 6. Sikora driving baseline. Sikora had his pocket picked by DJ Cooper. He'll launch one and hit the backboard. McDonald getting a little sloppy at the end of the half, but still anyone's ball game here as Regis leads at the break, 35-30. Well, coming up shortly here, a chance to support one of our local schools in the area in Chippewa Falls. It's donation night coming up at Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls, February 3rd and 4th from 4 till 9 each night. 25% of sales will be given to Halmstad Elementary. Just make sure to mention Halmstad Elementary or use code Halmstad when you order online February 3rd and 4th at Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes. This is McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Here they come, and a one-timer on net, and it goes in! It is Jackson LeMay!
And Wick's three-point attempt, got it! She drills it!
Galvez down the lane, pocket bounce pass, Mason! McDonald retakes the lead!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, market president at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Welcome back, McDonald Basketball, here on WOGO Sports. We'll step into a world of pure imagination. McDonald Central Catholic High School and Notre Dame Middle School proudly present Roald Dahl's Willy Wonka. Join us January 30th through February 2nd for an unforgettable musical production by our talented students and dedicated Max Theater Arts Department. Evening shows start at 7 p.m. with a special matinee on February 2nd at 2 p.m. Get your tickets now. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org and click the button to reserve your seats today. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you at the half. 35-35 point lead for Eau Claire Regis. Your thoughts in the first half, Mark, is, again, this was a game that McDonald had a two-possession lead at times, gave it up kind of back and forth as you'd expect from two teams that still think, hey, we've got a shot to take the conference.
Yeah, and again, they started playing a little sloppy at the end. You had mentioned that, too, where, you know, they kind of weren't taking care of the basketball. I don't have them down for a lot of turnovers either. Either team have been playing really good basketball. And again, I guess one thing is it's nice to see our shots going down. I'd like to see them drive a little bit more because I think they could get some fouls committed down there. If we can push the ball into the paint, make Regis foul us and maybe get some and ones there. So I'd like to see that happen in the second half, is just kind of push the ball in the paint. Defensively, I think they're doing okay. Again, you're going to have to try and stop Risler a little bit and slow him down.
And again, McDonald does probably have a height advantage. They out-rebounded Regis by double digits last time in that game that they lost by 20 down in Eau Claire, but they only scored 39 points in that game. They've scored 30 here at the half. The scoring looked like this for both teams, starting with Eau Claire Regis. Blake Risler with 17 points in the first half. Also 7 for DJ Cooper, 6 for Owen Weisenberger, 3 for Harrison Haas, and 2 for Noah Terrace. On the other side, very balanced scoring for McDonald. 7 different players have scored. Cale Holm has 8, 7 for Carson Galvez, 4 for Nathan Hazel off from the foul line, 3 apiece for Grant Smisky and Cooper Mittermeier, and 2 for Mason Bussey, and the Macs have hit 4 threes already in the first half. Mark your calendars. McDonald Area Catholic School's biggest fundraiser, Spring Spectacular, is happening March 29th, 2025. Get ready for an unforgettable evening to celebrate and support Catholic education. Stay tuned. Exciting details, including the evening's entertainment, are coming soon. Don't miss it. Save the date, March 29th. Let's take a listen to how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports.
Right, it's time.
Mittermeier for it. They sounded like this as we will rewind to the beginning of the first half.
Drivers.
Meanwhile, Jordan Secor driving hard to the hoop, takes the contact, and one.
That was a nice
up top, leaves for Jordan Secor. It was 3 of McDonald's 5 points. Right side, Cooper Mittermeier. Bussey calling for it down in the paint. They work around the perimeter instead. Secor, Bussey reposting to Cale Holm. Holm up top for 3, splash.
Nice to
drive inside and a missed point blank. Joey Brommer, everything but the bucket there. Carson Galvez, left corner, guarded by Risler, fights it out to Grant Smisky. He'll spot up for 3. Oh, rattles it in. It. 1 and a 3. Goes up by Andrew Birchback, prevents the shot. Cooper Mittermeier, right side, drop down into the post, right block extender. Carson Galvez working hard, spins his way to
very
the hoop.
Nice. Put some nice moves on there and got his defensive man way out of position for an easy layup.
Blocks, 2 at the elbows. Mittermeier inbounds to Jordan Secor, left wing. Finds Cale Holm. Holm snaps off a 3. Splash! Cale Holm for 3. And McDonald retakes the lead. First half, 30-24. Regis with the lead. And Smisky at the foul line. Pocket bounce pass. Cooper Mittermeier pumps, takes the contact. And a foul. And 1 for the McDonald senior, and that's a basket they sorely needed.
Yeah.
Bovey, our on-site producer for the YouTube live video stream. Carter Jager back at the WOGO home base in Halley. McDonald down by three. Bounce pass to Sikora. Kick out Carson Galvez for the tie. Rattles it in.
Shot.
Carson Galvez makes it a 30-all basketball game. And that's how the first half sounded. We're back in a minute with Mark Maloney's military shout-outs at the break. McDonald trails Regis by five, back in 1 minute.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
McDonald trailing Regis 35-30 at the break before the second half begins. Our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. As always, please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we're going to hit up Ellie Eckes. And I know I mentioned this before, but she is in the Army National Guard. And she will be commissioned as a second lieutenant in the Army Signal Corps coming up this spring. So congratulations to her. Her brother, Evan Eckes, is going on a cruise for the Navy ROTC. Now, the cruises in the Navy is maybe a little bit different than a Disney cruise, I would think. So he's probably going to be pretty busy out there. And then we also got a little bit of news here from Matt Pulver and his wife, Grace Tyson. Grace is a Regis graduate, but they are expecting their first baby in April. So congratulations Wonderful. To those guys. And I caught up with Jeff Link. He is a 2019 Chi-I grad, and he is over at in Italy at Aviano Air Force Base. Our son Glenn out at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Jory Kabishik and Eielson Air Force Base, Fairbanks, Alaska. Kyle and Nicole Lidholm still over at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. They got a couple more years left over there. Greg Hovland is a Colfax grad, is at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. Kristen Levesser is in the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Carter Billen is out in the Navy in San Diego, working in the Navy brig out there. And a couple other people here that we can get caught up with. Noah Stewart, again, is at Joint Base Bowling in Washington, D.C. So, again, it's a busy, small little list we got here, but busy, and I didn't get through them all yet tonight. So, again, congratulations to Ellie, and a huge thank you to all of our military. There's a lot of stuff going on out there.
Again, we'd always love to add to the list. Contact Mark or WOGO yes. at WOGO.com. Shoot us an email. Regis will start with the basketball and start with a three from Joey Brommer. That rims in and out. Long rebound tipped out by Bussey to Cale Holm, and McDonald on the run, moving right to left here in the second half as they trail 35-30 here on their home floor in a game that certainly is crucial in terms of conference positioning as both of these teams trying to stay within striking distance of this top. Cale Holm tries a three, rattles in and out. Rebound fought for, and Mason Bussey wins that battle. Work around to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier in the left corner. Carson Galvez for three. No. Offensive rebound.
There
Mason goes up and scores.
The big guy just created a little space there for an easy layup.
Mason Bussey asserting himself in the second half. He has 4 points. 3-point ball game. Regis kick out Brommer. Second try at a three. That one goes down. We had two good looks to start the second half. And Joey Brommer for Eau Claire Regis. His first points, the sophomore, makes it 38-32. 6-point lead for the Ramblers. Carson Galvez right side. Lost the basketball. A whistle, and McDonald may get bailed out by a foul here on Weisenberg.
Oh, I think they called that on Carson.
Oh, did they? If they yeah. did, that's his third. So first foul
they
on
did.
McDonald in the second half. And the third on Carson Galvez. So he lost his balance, and Madison committed the foul. Ristler at 17, a game high in the first half. Gives it up, gets it back. Off a screen from Haas. Ristler right back to Haas. Good position. Missed one point blank. The rebound batted out as Bussey mistimed his jump. Another shot by Regis missed. And the rebound to Galvez and McDonald now on the move. Cale Holm in transition for three. Back rim no. Rebound to Weisenberger. Weisenberger goes between his legs. Flips it out left side. Haas rolls to DJ Cooper. Cooper baseline and a whistle and call for care. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Carson Galvez will have to check out with his third foul. And Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Producer back at the WOGO studios in Halley, Carter Jagger. Our on-site producer and camera operator is Gavin Bovey. Be sure to check out and subscribe to WOGO Sports on YouTube, live video stream. Cooper Mittermeier finds Cale Holm. Holm kick out. Cooper, corner pocket three, left side. You bet.
His first three of the night. Hopefully many more.
Cooper Mittermeier, it's great to see him going. 38-35, Regis leads by a full possession. Blake Ristler, kick out to Weisenberger, pass up the three on the closeout by Cale Holm. Weisenberger lost on the way to the hoop, but it goes right back to Haas. Haas flips it to Cooper, Cooper out to Weisenberger for a three, good. Out of the chaos, Eau Claire Regis.
Yeah, we just kind of lost the ball there.
Weisenberger, that's his first three.
Cooper.
Cooper Mittermeier tries to answer for three. No, yeah. Flying follow-up putback and one for Jordan Sikora.
Nice follow by Jordan.
Jordan Sikora, another end one opportunity for McDonald. 41-37 with 15:04 remaining. The free throw, you bet. 41-38, the second end one of the night for Jordan Sikora. Pressure in the backcourt. DJ Cooper having some trouble. Gets it safely across the timeline to Haas. Freshman Cooper up top. Swings left side for Sikora. Or excuse me, not Sikora, Blake Ristler. And Ristler pulls up and hits from the foul line. He can just elevate and get that jumper off pretty much whenever he wants. 19. Long feed across midcourt. Cooper Mittermeier drops to Mason Bussey, and Bussey mishandled the pass, knocked it out of bounds. Last touch by Bussey, and out of bounds to Regis.
That's why he's a lineman.
Donald had a two-on-one there. Couldn't get the basket. They're now down five, and on defense. 14-20 and counting. Pressure in the backcourt on Weisenberger. Gets it across the timeline. Checked closely by Cale Holm. Haas left side for Blake Ristler, gives him a screen. Flown to the right side, wide open, looking at a three for Regis. That one rims in and out for Brommer. Bussey gobbles up the rebound to Nathan Hazel. Hazel, the 6'3 sophomore, spins to the basket, drives in hard. No, tries to grab his own rebound through a couple pairs of hands. Loose on the floor, it's tied up. Possession should go to McDonald. There's Grant Smisky about to check back in. We'll kick off Catholic Schools Week at the Max Spaghetti Spectacular and Kids Carnival. Join us on January 26th at McDonald Central Catholic High School from 11 to 6. That's coming up this weekend. Enjoy a delicious spaghetti meal, carnival games, bouncy houses, prize drawings, and more. Meal prices start at just $15. Kids under 3 eat free. Can't make it. Support the cause with our basket raffle. Class baskets valid at over $200. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchool.org for details. Sikora off the inbounds, missed a reverse underneath, got a little too far underneath the basket. Now Weisenberger driving in hard, count the basket and the foul on Grant Smisky. And a miss on one side for McDonald, and then basket and a foul the other way for Regis, taking advantage of McDonald mistakes.
Yeah.
And Weisenberger having a nice second half. 45-38, Eau Claire Regis, their largest lead of the game. Weisenberger trying to extend it. First free throw attempt. Back rim, no. Rebound, Grant Smisky. A lot of time left for McDonald. 13:40 to go here. Need a bucket and some stops. Trying to string them together. Grant Smisky drops down to Hazel. Hazel bodies up his man. Goes up hard and scores. Ristler trying to draw the contact. The ref went by it. Nathan Hazel, his first field goal. He has 6 points. Right side, wide open look for three for Regis. No. Haas goes up high for the rebound. Lost it, coming down and called for a travel. 45-40. McDonald's still down five. That was their halftime deficit.
Yep, they can use a little transition basket right here.
Hazel to Sikora, long cross-court feed. Cooper Mittermeier shoots it ahead to Cale Holm. Tough pass. Holm wraps high on the glass and scores on the reverse, cutting right to left along the baseline.
Oh, my goodness. Pretty theatrical move there by Cale.
Cale Holm had to reach way out for that pass and somehow able to corral it and get it up off the window.
High off the glass, but he was spinning.
Meanwhile, the pass was knocked out of bounds off the inbounds. Regis will inbound from the McDonald bench. Weisenberger takes the feed from Rister. Three-point ball game. Left side Haas just inside the arc. 5 minutes gone by here, second half. Haas driving baseline into a double team. Throws it in the lane, knocked away, but Regis gets it back with Weisenberger. Ristler up top at the foul line, weaving his way between three McDonald defenders off the glass. Too strong, rebound snared by Hazel. Ristler an athletic move, but doesn't get the finish. McDonald a chance to tie or come within one. Nathan Hazel takes contact. He's bumped on the way to the basket. Again, Max Spaghetti Spectacular and Kids Carnival is 11-6. Coming up in just 2 days, January 26th. Don't miss it right here at McDonald Central Catholic High School. Max Spaghetti Spectacular and Kids Carnival. Should be a little bit warmer, better weather than we've had early on this week.
Yes.
12:31 to go here, second half. McDonald down 45-42. Grant Smiski floats one in to Cooper Mittermeier, who goes up high for it. Mittermeier guarded by his fellow number three, Owen Weisenberger. Senior against senior. Leaves to Grant Smiski. Turns the court, left side feed, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier to Cale Holm up top. Holm slides one down to Nathan Hazel. That's good position. Double kick out Holm. Holm for the tie.
Got
yes!
It.
4-3. Cale Holm.
His third of the night.
And we are tied at 45. Whistle in the back.
30-second timeout. Timeout
taken by Regis. We'll step out and be back in half a minute as well. This is McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you at Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. The Macs have fought back to tie the game at 45. One-third of the way through the second half as we hit the 12-minute mark. Regis with the basketball moving left to right. The talented Blake Ristler, the junior who has 19 points, has the ball up top. Goes behind his back of the foul line. Now to Owen Weisenberger, the senior. Weisenberger takes some contact, driving to the hoop. They'll wave off the shot, but a foul on the ground on McDonald. Contact.
Grant got him on the arm.
Team second foul. Contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now. State Farm agent Michelle Mua. That's MichelleMua.com. That's actually the third foul on McDonald. Second on Grant Smiski as Blake Ristler now has 21 as he elevates for another 15-foot jumper. There has not been an answer for Blake Ristler yet tonight. 47-45 Regis. Jordan Sikora high on the right. And McDonald lost at Regis by 20 feet. Down low, up and in for two. Eli Steph stuck along the baseline for his first basket.
Nice feed by Grant.
47 apiece. Weisenberger gets behind the defense. And Owen Weisenberger for an easy lay-in as McDonald lost him. Teams trading defensive lapses. 7 minutes gone by. Here in the second half, Carson Galvez back out there playing with those three fouls. Feed to Galvez, right block. Galvez bounces out to Eli Stepp. Junior feeds Junior. Carson working his way to the basket, finds a cutting Jordan Sikora. They have a whistle first and a hand check foul on Regis. That'll be their third. And we'll see who that goes against. Looks like they're going to get Terrace with that. Senior. Three team fouls apiece. 10:45 to go. 49-47. Regis with the lead. Here in Chippewa Falls. Smiski finds Mittermeier in the right corner. Guarded by Terrace. Eli step up top. Step against DJ Cooper. Hands off Grant Smiski. Smiski one bounce. Cooper Mittermeier flips into the left corner. Eli step left block. He's doubled. Working hard, kick out. Jordan Sikora for three in the lead. No. Rebound snared by Grant Smiski, and Smiski is fouled. That one's going to go against Blake Rissler.
His second.
Team's fourth, Rissler's second. 10:23 to go. McDonald extends the possession, trailing 49-47. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Two of the blocks, two of the elbows. Smiski will trigger the inbound. His team down by two. Grant holding. Finds Jordan Sikora. Flips back to Smiski in the left corner. Up top, Carson Galvez. Galvez puts it on the floor between a double team. The ball's ripped away by Rissler in the steal. Rissler stumbles at midcourt, and he was helped to the floor by a foul from McDonald.
I thought maybe they could have called him for a grab on the arm there for that fight, but missed it.
That whistle going against Cooper Mittermeier, his first, team's fourth. So team fouls even at four apiece. With 10:12 to go in the game, Regis will inbound from just to the left of their student section. Drop into Rissler from Terrace. Rissler against Jordan Sikora. Rissler driving baseline, takes contact, throws one off with the right hand. No, but a foul. And Rissler sitting unofficially at 21 points. Will go to the line where he's been just about perfect tonight.
Jordan picking up his second.
Team's fifth. So only one foul left to give for McDonald in the final 10:07 as Cale Holm will come back into this game. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Rissler, another made free throw. 22 points unofficially for Rissler. Surpassing by one his jersey number. Full one possession lead to make it a two possession lead, Rissler, and he will. 51-47 Regis. McDonald had clawed back to a tie. Now they've got some work to do. Eli step up top to Jordan Sikora. Right side. He'll drop down to Carson Galvez. Goes up. And a foul. Carson Galvez and one. The junior working hard deep in the lane.
Nice to see him fight for that one under there and get the foul. That's what we need to do.
51-49. Carson Galvez unofficially with 9 points. That foul went against Brommer. His second team foul is now even at five apiece. And Carson at the line, shooting the end one to try to pull McDonald within a point. One dribble, turns it over in his hands. Free throw away and perfect. Carson Galvez one for one from the line. And a one-point ball game, 51-50. A steal by Cooper Mittermeier on the inbounds. Mittermeier to Eli Stepp. Stepp drives baseline. Oh, he walked with the ball first.
That was close, but probably the right call.
I think so. 9:47 left. 51-50. McDonald down a point. Eli Stepp checks out. Nathan Hazel, a 6'3 sophomore, comes in. Birchback will inbound. Coach Connor Miller and Regis finds Weisenberger, flips back to Birchback, takes it across the timeline. Birchback at the left elbow, drop down to Terrace. Birchback gets it back. Nickel dimer on Carson Galvez for his fourth. As he was going for this steal and got through the body of Birchback.
Man, I thought he had her.
Looked like it could be a steal going the other way instead.
Yes.
Carson Galvez commits his fourth foul and he's going to have to step out. Man, a nice game with the minutes he's had, but the foul trouble has been difficult to deal with. And that was the last foul to give for McDonald. Bonus the final 9:39 for Eau Claire Regis. Inbounds to Blake Rissler against Jordan Sikora. Step right side, Weisenberger. 1 point lead for Regis, looking for more. Weisenberger flipping the right corner, wide open. Look at a three, is wide open and good. That was
Ricciardi.
David Ricciardi, the 6'4" senior. His first action tonight. Back to a two-possession lead for Regis. Up top, Cale Holm. Holm open for three off the front of the rim. No. Rebound, Birchback. 9 minutes of game action to go. 54-50 Regis. Cooper Mittermeier. Nose-to-nose. With Weisenberger, hands off to Blake Risler. Risler finds Ricciardi. Ricciardi kick out Terrace. Wide open for three is good. 57-50 Regis. Is that one?
Threes, yeah.
The first three from Terrace, I believe. Cooper Mittermeier to answer for three. Splashed it. A pure triple from the left wing for Cooper Mittermeier. McDonald back within four. Full timeout. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball and WOGO Sports.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents' Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball here on WOGO Sports. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. 4-point lead for Eau Claire Regis, 57-53. They have the basketball. Cale Holm tips a pass. Regis gets it back. Kick out at the foul line. Jumper is good.
First back.
For Birchback, I think that's his first points. Regis taking advantage of being left wide open. Here in the second half, several wide open shots. A couple from three have been particularly painful. 59-53. Cale Holm double clutches off the front of the rim on a three. Thought about it maybe a bit too long. 6-point ball game. Lots of time left. 7:43 and counting to go here in Chippewa Falls. Regis won the first matchup in Eau Claire, December 10th, 59-39. Seems to be a lot closer here tonight. Travel called up top on Risler. Turnover to McDonald. 7:32.
Kind of drug his pivot foot there.
Cooper Mittermeier at the point. Takes it across the Bulldog logo at midcourt. Crossing over and Birchback finds Sikora. Sikora driving hard to the hoop and rolls one in and out. Oh my goodness, he took contact, maybe thought he was going to get an end one. And that one hung on the lip of the rim and fell off.
Almost looked like he could have gotten up there. He wanted to throw that one down.
Risler up top to Birchback. Spots up a set shot three. No rebound, bat into the arms of Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier to Cale Holm. Holm in front of his own bench. Passes up a three. Whistles a pass down along the baseline. Good hands by Nathan Hazel. Kick out Cooper Mittermeier for another three. That one well off the mark. Saved inbounds by McDonald. Back to Mittermeier. Good play by Jordan Sikora on the hustle. Cross court feed in front of the McDonald bench. Cale Holm. Cale to Cooper Mittermeier. Jordan Sikora left side. That was an athletic save by Sikora. Mason Bussey up top. McDonald down 59-53. Hazel has good position on his man. Oh. Goes up strong. Doesn't get the shot to fall, but a foul with 6:32 left. Well, if you're looking for a bright start for your little one, McDonald Area Catholic Schools is accepting applications for the 2025-26 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has openings in 3K, 4K, and kindergarten programs. That was the sixth foul on Regis, so bonus the rest of the way for McDonald. And that was the fourth foul on Birchback. Mittermeier will inbound with 6:32 to play. Finds Cale Holm. Holm snaps off a three. Got another one. Cale Holm from distance.
That's such a quick shot.
59-56. Cale Holm, I believe that's his fourth three tonight.
It is. That's what I got him for, too.
Almost two-thirds of the way through the second half. Steal. Stripped by Cale Holm. Holm gets the feed. Going down the lane. Layup is good.
Good defense there by McDonald. Caused that turnover.
59-58. Timeout taken by Regis. We'll step be back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports and the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Back in 1 minute.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball and WOGO Sports and the all-new WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Subscribe again, WOGO Sports on YouTube. Watch and listen to all of our Chi High McDonald broadcasts. The Max fighting back here against Regis. They trail by one, 59-58. As we are under 6 minutes to go. Regis with the basketball out of the timeout. David Riccardi finds a wide open Haas underneath the hoop for two.
Too easy.
61-58.
Cale had come up for a steal and missed it and left the guy wide open.
3-point ball game. Feeds to Nathan Hazel, backing down his man, fights out a pass into the left corner, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier in some trouble, throws it away. Ends up in the arms of DJ Cooper. Cooper across the timeline with 5:27 to go. 3-point game, 61-58. Right side, Weisenberger driving baseline, hangs and hits.
Starting to play aggressive there, going for steals and leaving people open.
Regis executing well, coming out of the timeout. They lead by 5, 63-58. Carson Galvez will come back in with those four fouls. At the next juncture, Grant Smiski passed up a three from the right wing to Jordan Sikora. Back to Grant. Under 5 to go. 5-point game. Nathan Hazel takes his man in. Blocking foul. No continuation, unfortunately. And that will send Nathan Hazel to the line. 1-1.
Let's see what the refs are conferring about.
And Hazel did hit the shot.
They're
counting the shots. On the YouTube live video stream, that deserves a little and one graphic.
Yes.
63-60. Good job by Nathan Hazel to make sure he finished that one. And so Hazel at the line looking for three the old-fashioned way. Can pull McDonald within a bucket with a make here. The sophomore, the free throw, rattles out. Rebound into the arms of Riccardi for Regis. Remains a three-point ball game, 63-60. DJ Cooper up top, slips to his knees, crawling and finds Blake Ristler. Ristler to Haas at the left elbow. 4:40 to go in the second half, 63-60 Regis. Neither team can foul, both in the single bonus right now. Weisenberger up top, Blake Ristler. That's an officially 22 points tonight. Ristler to Haas. Back to Ristler. Puts it on the floor with the right hand. DJ Cooper working out left side. And
Regis is trying to extend McDonald's defense. Weisenberger down the lane. Euros back rim. No rebound. Batted out. Who's going to get to it? Race to the basketball. And Jordan Sikora wins it. Carson Galvez, left corner. Feet down low. Nathan Hazel. Wide open for two. Cooper Middlemeyer drops the dime. 1 point game, 63-62, under 4 minutes to go. Weisenberger across the timeline, a bounce to DJ Cooper right side. He's doubled. Feeds Haas. Up top, Riccardi. Riccardi down the lane, back to Haas at the right block. Haas with Holm on him. Kick out Weisenberger left side. 63-62, Eau Claire Regis. 3:39 to go in the game. DJ Cooper down the lane, hangs in the air and hits. A freshman, a very steady shot there.
Yes.
65-62, full one possession lead for Regis. 3:20 to go. Pass poked away by Cooper. Into the backcourt, Cale Holm retrieves. Finds Cooper Mittermeier left wing. The senior against Risler, the junior. 3:08 to play. 65-62 Regis. McDonald with the basketball. Left side, Jordan Sikora. Up top, Carson Galvez. Right side, Cooper Mittermeier. Finds Hazel. Hazel backing his man down. Hangs and hits from 6 feet along the baseline. Nathan Hazel knows he's got an advantage down there, and he's making the most of it.
Well, I think the Regis defender didn't want to try and trap him into an offensive foul.
65-64. Still a one-point ball game. Can McDonald get a stop? Not this time. Wide open down underneath the hoop is Haas. They somehow lost him again, and Harrison Haas has 7 points. 67-64 Regis. 2:23 and counting in the game. Cooper Mittermeier, kick out right side, stolen by Riccardi. Riccardi down the lane, knocked away from behind, out of bounds to Regis, Jordan Sikora. We saw this at the end of the first half. McDonald got a little careless with the basketball, allowed Regis to take that 5-point halftime lead, which they've never surrendered. McDonald's come back within a tie. Has never retaken the lead. Inbounds to a wide-open shooter in the right corner. No offensive rebound. Put back. No. Rebound batted away, and Regis has along the baseline with Hirsch back. And a timeout taken by Regis seconds. With 2:06 left. We're back in 30 seconds in a 3-point ball game. This is Max Basketball on WOGO.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Gut check time here for the McDonald Max, trying to avoid the season sweep at the hands of Eau Claire Regis. 2:06 remaining, 67-64, Regis with the lead and the basketball. Neither team can foul without sending their opponent to the free throw line. DJ Cooper will inbound out of the Connor Miller timeout. Cooper Mittermeier in front of him. Cooper, the freshman, finds Weisenberger, the senior, right side. Nathan Hazel on him just outside the arc as we traverse under 2 minutes to play. And Regis is going to go into stall mode as much as possible here. Weisenberger up top. Here's her Birchback. Whistling a foul by Hazel, far side. And Weisenberger will go to the line, shooting a 1-1 with a minute 48 left. And when you're on the losing end of the score like this and a team goes into a stall, it's easy to start opining about why does Wisconsin not have a shot clock. When you're on the other side, you keep curiously silent. Weisenberger, again, this is still a 1-1, and he hits the first free throw. Two-possession ball game. Very calm free throw there for the senior, Owen Weisenberger. 1:48 left, still a lot of time. Weisenberger's second free throw is good as well. 69-64. Back to a 5-point lead for Regis. McDonald's going to need a little magic here at the end of this one. Grant Smiski at the elbow. Kick out. Carson Galvez. Minute 37 left. Galvez holding. Finds Smiski up top. The senior against Birchback. Right side. Cooper Mittermeier.
Mittermeier drives in hard, can't get the shot to fall. Knocked through a couple pairs of hands and back to Regis. Push back across the timeline. McDonald tried to foul him, didn't get a chance to. Weisenberger up top with a minute 17 left. Throws to Bush back in the left corner. Cale Holm will foul him with a minute 13 to play, 69-64. McDonald down five, still a 1-1 for Regis. And Max certainly needing some misses now from the Ramblers. Regis trying to get back to 500 in conference play with a win here. Free throw rattles out to McDonald and Grant Smiskey. Grant across the timeline to Jordan Sikora. Sikora driving baseline against Riccardi. Kick back out, Grant Smiskey. Smiskey across the foul line. Driving, backing his man down. Kick out, Carson Galvez for a three. Side of the rim, no for the right corner. Rebound tapped out and back to Regis. 54 seconds left. Weisenberger fouled by Smiskey with 51.1 left. Well, it's a donation night coming up at Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls, February 3rd and 4th from 4 till 9 each night. 25% of sales given to Halmstad Elementary. Just make sure to mention Halmstad Elementary or use code Halmstad when you order online February 3rd and 4th at Topper's Pizza, Chippewa Falls. The final 1-1 for Regis, and free throw solidly through the net for Owen Weisenberger. 51.1 left. This to make it a 7-point advantage for Regis. Back rim, no, but an offensive rebound by Blake Risler. And that may just about do it. Risler is fouled, and he'll go to the line shooting two now. Just absolutely something you could not allow for McDonald. You get the miss on the free throw and an offensive board.
Those are huge rebounds.
Risler, the first free throw is good. We have him down for 23 points unofficially. Risler has been nearly perfect from the foul line. 10th team foul for McDonald. 71-64 Regis with 46.8. Second free throw good as well. 72-64. McDonald down 8. Needing to hurry, of course, now. Cooper Mittermeier, right corner, out to Jordan Sikora, finds Grant Smiskey. Spots up for a three, front rim, no. Rebound pulled down by Anderson, and he's grabbed and lost the ball. And it goes back to Regis. Man, I thought Anderson got pulled down there, but no whistle, and instead a foul on McDonald going the other way. 32.9 seconds remaining. DJ Cooper will go to the line. Help finish this one off for the Ramblers. Cool. Sweet McDonald. First free throw good for Cooper. His first make from the line. Regis is going to move to 8-5. And 3-3 in the conference standings. Second free throw rims in and out. 73-64. McDonald on the move. Cooper Mittermeier lofts a deep three and hits it from the right wing. 73-67, timeout taken. We'll step out and be back in half a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Welcome back to WOGO's coverage of McDonald basketball. Don't forget to subscribe to the WOGO Sports live video stream. WOGO Sports on YouTube. That's WOGO Sports on YouTube. So you never miss Chi High or McDonald action. We'll have Chi High in a rescheduled game on Monday, hosting Eau Claire Memorial, 6:55 p.m. with Mark Halverson on the call. Again, here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Cooper Mittermeier, he just hit his third three, a deep bomb from the right wing. McDonald trails 73-67 with 25.2 seconds left. Certainly needing a steal here. It's Regis in the double bonus. Inbounds knocked away by Sikora. He just will reset along the baseline.
23.9. Yeah, they need something to happen real quick.
First back will inbounds. Holding, waiting, finds DJ Cooper. And Cooper for the McDonald student section tied up but fouled. With 20.8 seconds left.
If that was on Grant, that might be his fifth.
11-team foul for McDonald. Two free throws for freshman DJ Cooper as Grant Smiske fouls out with 20.8 seconds to play. We'll be back with McDonald Lady Macs basketball on Tuesday night right here in Chippewa Falls. Lady Macs will rebound, hopefully, from a loss last week against the Bloomer Blackhawks. We're a young team, but a hot shooting team. The coach's daughters, the triplets, is Cooper. Mittermeier, excuse me, Cooper, DJ Cooper. I'll find it there.
Too many Coopers.
It's the first free throw. 74-67, Eau Claire Regis. Second free throw is good as well. Cooper 3-for-4 from the foul line. 8-point lead for the Ramblers. Cooper Mittermeier straight on, step back, had his three partially blocked. And Regis will take the rebound with 10.2 seconds left. McDonald's going to fall to 10-6 on the season, and they will be at 500, 3-3, equal by Regis. And both of these teams are certainly going to have to hope for some stumbles at the top of the conference standings. Stanley Boyd, Fall Creek up there, Bloomer. Good thing is for McDonald, as the first free throw hit by Weisenberger, they'll still get another shot at all of those.
Yeah.
Weisenberger's had a really nice second half, and he hits a pair of free throws here. 10-point lead, 77-67 for Eau Claire Regis. Deep three, Cooper Mittermeier bombs one in from the right wing. Cooper Mittermeier hit four threes. 77-70, though, is your final as Eau Claire Regis. A hard-fought game. And they come up on the winning end. Sweet McDonald, 59-39, back in Eau Claire, and now 77-70 here in Chippewa Falls. That'll take us to the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices. Post Glass and Mirror for commercial, home, and auto glass is at postglassandmirror.com. We'll have your second half highlights, your full game stats and analysis. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling as well. McDonald falls here at home to Regis, 77-70. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes. This is McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls, visit chippewa-auto.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Here they come, and a one-timer on net, and it goes in! It is Jackson LeMay!
And Wick's three-point attempt, got it! She drills it!
As Galvez down the lane, pocket bounce pass, Mason Bussey! McDonald retakes the lead!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling shortly. We'll also get you your stats, highlights, and analysis. McDonald falls 77-70 to Eau Claire Regis. The Ramblers sweep the season series. McDonald 10-6 on the season, 3-3 in the Western Clover Belt. Regis now 8-5 and also 3-3 in WCC play. Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney with you here on WOGO. And Mark, again, this is a game that was back and forth throughout much of the contest, but turnovers, not tons of them for McDonald, but certainly at some critical junctures gave the ball up and Regis took advantage.
Yes, I mean, again, it really was a very, very good game. And again, you know, the McDonald boys coming off that 20-point loss at the beginning of the season to, you know, having chances to pull this one out, losing by seven. You know, it just shows that they're improving and going in the right direction. So that's nice to see, and you know, and Coach Schilling can be all that upset. I think the kids played a very, very good game. Just coming up short against a very good basketball team. So it'll be interesting to see how Coach Schilling took it. But just by his demeanor over there on the sideline, I thought he was kind of pleased with how the kids played.
Again, they battled, they fought hard, and this is a tough, hard-nosed Regis team that, again, it just is the MO under Coach Connor Miller. They play great defense, but on the offensive side, of course, you've got a freshman like DJ Cooper that's certainly showing some shot-making ability, but Blake Rissler, the junior, we'll see how many points we had him down for. I think it was at least 23 or more.
I think I had him for 25.
Yeah, and I think I missed a couple of free throws there at the end. Again, we'll get the stats when we come back here, but with Rissler, I think at some point you just have to tip your cap because the level of difficulty, again, most of his points came from mid-range jumpers, not exactly the highest percentage shot according to all the modern analytics and such, but his shot-making ability, he's just an athletic kid that gets things done on the offensive end for Coach Miller, and so you kind of just have to say, you know what, he had a great night.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, he didn't make a three. I'm not so sure he shot a three. You know, he's a very discipline and a good mid-range shooter there. So, yeah, he had a very nice night.
We'll see if we can come back and talk with head coach Adam Schilling in a moment. We'll take a break for 2 minutes and be back after this on WOGO Sports. This is the Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass. We're in Chippewa Falls. Back in two.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now our undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims on all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls, visit chippewa-auto.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Here they come, and a one-timer on net, and it goes in! It is Jackson LeBay!
And Wick's three-point attempt, got it! She drills it!
Galvez down the lane, pocket bounce pass, Mason! McDonald retakes the lead!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Again, a strong second half for Regis Song. Finished to the first half of the Ramblers as well, as they led 35-30 at the break and then defeat your McDonald Max 77-70 in a game that McDonald was never able to retake the lead, Mark Maloney, as they were up by six at one point in the first half, came back to tie the game, I believe it was at 47 apiece in the second half, but never able to regain the lead, and Regis did a good job holding them at bay the rest of the way.
Yeah, and they crept back. I think they got within three right, you know, towards the end there, and then you know, it comes down to the point where you got to start fouling, and Regis did a nice job of making the free throws there in the end, but yeah, they, you know, KO hitting a couple of threes, Cooper hitting a couple of threes right at the end there that kind of kept us alive, and then again, you know, when it comes down to, like you said, the fouling and they're Regis burning some clock there, you have to foul them and then hope that they miss, and they didn't miss many.
I had eight players scoring in the unofficial stat tally for both teams here as we take a look at our post-game statistics. So we'll start with Eau Claire Regis. Blake Rissler, 25 points, a game high, had 17 in the first half, 8 in the second half as they held him down a little bit more. But I had 20 points for Weisenberger and 14 of those in the second half. So 25 for Rissler, 20 for Weisenberger, 12 for DJ Cooper, 7 for Harrison Haas, 5 for Noah Terrace, 3 for Joey Brommer, 3 for David Riccardi, and 2 for Andrew Birchback. I don't know how that aligns with your stats here. It added up to 77, so I'm sticking with it as long as I'll call it unofficial. So, but on the other side for McDonald, 18 points for Cale Holm, and Cale had 4 threes, 4 triples as well for Cooper Mittermeier. He had 15 points. McDonald had 4 players in double digits, if I've done my math right, as Nathan Hazel had 12 points and 10 for Carson Galvez, 6 for Jordan Sikora, 4 for Mason Bussey, 3 for Grant Smisky, and 2 for Eli Stepp. And again, 4 in double figures, that's going to win you a lot of games in most cases.
Yes, I mean, again, you know, coming off of that game the other night where they went, I think I heard like 1 for 25.
1 for 25 from 3, and they hit 10 threes here tonight.
Yeah, so, you know, that's a step in the right direction. I mean, you're not going to have that kind of shooting from McDonald all year long. It was just a bad game. So it was good to see these kids kind of shoot out of that and come back and put some points on the board. And again, you know, putting 70 points up against any team, you know, you'd think you'd come out on top there too. So I'm going to get Coach Schilling ready to go here as he's walking over.
Good to have Coach Adam Schilling join us as always here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Coach, an entertaining basketball game here, came up on the short end of it. What were your overall impressions for this? Again, it's both teams battled all throughout. Maybe not a real high number of turnovers. They probably came at some inopportune times for you guys, but shot the ball pretty well, hit 10 three-pointers, and again, the effort was certainly there. It's kind of what you'd expect from a McDonough Regis game in a conference game like this.
Yeah, I think, offensively, we did some good things, and defensively, they were just really tough for us to guard. So they got some really good individual players, and they get to the spots they want to get to, and it's just tough for us to hold them down. So hats off to them. They shot really well and got what they wanted on offense.
What was the message at halftime? Down five. Again, you guys came back, battled to a tie, and then Regis was able to, again, get that couple possession lead and just sort of hold you arm's length the rest of the way. But in that game where it still kind of felt like, hey, maybe we let it slip away a little bit at the end of the first half, what did you tell them at halftime to try to fight back into this one?
We just had to try to figure out a way to get some stops, and we were just kind of unable to do that in crucial times. I think down the stretch they were able to kind of get it on offense. They got to the free throw line a lot, and just our game around the basket wasn't as good as theirs.
Moving forward, Coach, again, it's a tough conference. You beat some of the top teams in the conference, but now three conference losses as well, too. So certainly maybe need some help at the top of the conference, but all you can do is play who's in front of you. So going forward, what are you saying to this team after you've seen that you can play with anybody in this conference? Of course, lost two to Regis, but, I mean, you've beaten Fall Creek, beat Stanley Boyd, and hopefully a good shot at Bloomer when they come here.
Yeah, we just got to win the next game. Now we got Thorpe on Monday, so quick turnaround. Then we got some days to prepare for Bloomer. But right now, we just got to try to get that win and break this losing streak we got.
Well, Coach, we'll look forward to seeing you next week for that Bloomer game. Again, always entertaining between McDonald and Regis. We appreciate your time, and we'll see you next week. And hopefully next post-class post-game show, we're talking about a McDonald win.
Great. Thank you guys for coming.
As always, our appreciation for the time. Head Coach Adam Schilling here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They are now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We'll take one final two-minute break, and we'll be back to wrap things up here from McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Back in 2 minutes as McDonald falls 77-70 to Regis. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports and the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the Midsize SUV and the Mid-Century Modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome back as we tie up the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Couple things to make you aware of. Again, January 30th through February 2nd, Roald Dahl's Willy Wonka put on by McDonald Central Catholic High School, Notre Dame Middle School. Our own Gavin Bovey, our camera operator, is the technical director for that. So don't miss that again, January 30th through February 2nd, the Max Theater Arts Department. Also, the Spaghetti Spectacular and Kids Carnival is from 11 to 6 this Sunday. Do not miss that. Enjoy a delicious spaghetti meal, carnival games, bouncy houses, prize drawings, and more. Meal prices start at just $15. And kids under 3 eat free. Can't make it. Support the cause with the basket raffle. Class baskets valued at over $200. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org for details. See you there on Sunday. Second half highlights, it sounded like this on WOGO Sports. Rebound fought for. Mason Bussey wins that battle. Work around to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier in the left corner. Carson Galvez for three. No. Offensive rebound. Mason Bussey goes up and scores.
The big guy just created a little space there for an easy layup.
This is Gavin Bovey. Be sure to check out and subscribe to WOGO Sports on YouTube, live video stream. Cooper Mittermeier finds Cale Holm. Holm kick out. Cooper, corner pocket three, left side. You bet.
Lost the ball there.
Weisenberger, that's his first three.
Cooper.
Cooper Mittermeier tries to answer for three. Yeah. No, with a fine follow up putback and one for Jordan Sikora.
Nice follow by Jordan. Yep, we can use a little transition basket right here.
Basil to Sikora, long cross-court feed. Cooper Mittermeier shoots it ahead to Cale Holm. Tough pass. Holm wraps high off the glass and scores on the reverse, cutting right to left along the baseline.
Goodness. Pretty theatrical move there by Cale.
Cale senior. Leaves for Grant Smisky. Jordan Sikora, left side feed, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier to Cale Holm up top. Holm slides one down to Nathan Hazel. Has good position. Double kick out Holm. Holm for the tie.
Got it.
4-3. Cale Holm.
His third of the night.
Got some work to do. Eli step up top to Jordan Sikora. Right side. A drop down to Carson Galvez. Goes up. Hard counted. And a foul. Carson Galvez and one. The junior working hard deep in the lane. Cooper Mittermeier to answer for three, splashed it. A pure triple from the left wing for Cooper Mittermeier. McDonald back within four, full timeout. Just a bonus the rest of the way for McDonald. And that was the fourth foul on Birchback. Mittermeier will inbound with 6:32 to play. Finds Cale Holm. Holm snaps off a three. Got another one. Cale Holm from distance.
That's such a quick shot.
Cale Holm, I believe that's his fourth three tonight.
It is. That's what I got him for, too.
Almost two-thirds of the way through the second half. White steal. Stripped by Cale Holm. Holm gets the feed. Going down the lane. Layup is good. Sten McDonald's defense. Weisenberger down the lane. Euros back rim. No rebound. Batted out. Who's going to get to it? Race to the basketball. And Jordan Sikora wins it. Carson Galvez, left corner, feed down low, Nathan Hazel, wide open for two. Cooper Mittermeier drops the dime. And that's how the second half sounded as McDonald falls here at home 77-70 to reach us. A look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar. Again, Chi-High boys basketball against Eau Claire Memorial, 6:55 p.m. right here on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and WOGO Radio on Monday night. Then Tuesday night, McDonald girls basketball hosting Bloomer. We'll have that game for you here as well. Coming up on Thursday, the CFM Sabres girls hockey team against the Eau Claire Area Stars. And a big game coming up as well. The next time we'll see these McDonald Macs will be on February 4th against Bloomer. And that will not be an easy game, but you know what? If they shoot a little better than they did up at Bloomer, I feel like they'll be right in that one to the end.
Yes, I agree. I mean, that sounded like a great game at Bloomer and shot poorly. So they again, continue to going in the right direction. I think these kids will be just fine. And now's the time, right? I mean, we're a week left of January, and then we hit February, and February is going to fly right by, and then it's playoff time. And you want to be peaking at the right time here through February.
And again, you go through the gauntlet that is the Western Clover Belt, and you take some lumps along the way, but hopefully it prepares you, battle tests you for those tournament games.
Yes.
And that's what McDonald should be well prepared for. Thank you, as always, to those who make our broadcast possible here at the venue. Appreciate our camera operator, Gavin Bovey, keeping things running smoothly for that new WOGO Sports Live video stream. We appreciate subscriptions very much as we try to get the word out about that. And again, as always, we appreciate the sponsors making these broadcasts possible, this investment to be able to bring you live video streaming wherever we go. Also, Carter Jager at the WOGO Studios in Halley, our home base, our producer and board operator, back at the WOGO Studios. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying good night from Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, the Eau Claire Regis Ramblers 77, the McDonald Max 70. This has been McDonald Max Boys Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Basketball at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank, also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO,
go Max,
your sports station.